Scott said he would be moving the ball in the second quarter. They would start with it the first second of the second quarter and work their way to their own 49-yard line just two plays to get there. But the third play of the drive would be their first turnover of the night and first turnover of the quarter.
11-10 to go, second quarter, 7-0 Scott City, first and 10. Beavers at their own 49, middle of the field, wing T set up, receiver right, tight end left. Hand off to Cale Goodman on first down, and ball comes out. Ulysses recovers it right at the 48-yard line. Scott City with the turnover here in their first of the night. With 11 minutes exactly to go, first half, Scott City leading 7-0.
Scott City, who did not turn the ball over against Goodland last week, turned the ball over first time there. Ulysses will get one big play to about the 33-yard line. And then on third down, the Scott City defense delivered yet another interception.
Third and 10, 1-4 are the Tigers on third down. They're at the Scott City 33, trailing 7-0. Moyer, plenty of time. We'll go left side this time. This ball is going to be an easy pick inside the 10-yard line. Kevin Herman, his first career pick. Hunter throwing the intended receiver that time. Dominic Eddy inside the 10. So the Beavers get the ball back at their own 8 with 10:17 to go, first half.
Scott City ended the short drive for the Tigers with that interception, the first of three in that second quarter. And Kevin Herman with his first pick of the year and of the game. Scott City would move the ball down the field. They'd convert a third down and then just continue to march it down, mixing in some running and passing nicely. They would get it down into Tiger territory yet again. And then Scott City would turn the ball over after a nice run for the second time in the ballgame.
Second and three. Beavers leading at 7-0 in the middle of the field of the 35 of Ulysses. Ulysses with nine guys right in the box, showing blitz. Handoff left side, Hunter Yeager. 30-yard line, trying to cut the outside. 25, he fumbled it late, and Ulysses recovers at the 24-yard line. He was trying to secure it, got hit by the second man, and a long drive ends on the second consecutive drive, ended by a fumble for the Beavers.
Be the second turnover for the Beavers in as many possessions in that second quarter, just a very unusual one with 8:09 to go second quarter. The Tigers, though, would only run two plays. They'd be stopped on a loss of two in the first play. And then the second play of the drive at their own 27-yard line, it'd be Oski number two for the senior Kevin Herman.
They lead 7-0, playing good defense so far. 7.5 to go second quarter. The Tigers second and 12 at their own 27, middle of the field. Wing T set up. Under center is Jet Moyer. Back to pass, looking left, quick pattern, and it's off the hands and intercepted by Herman. He goes to right side, his second pick of the game in a second series to the 24-yard line. That time it went off the intended receiver's hands. He did not see it, and up in the air, and Herman, almost on one knee, picks it off and takes it down.
So Kevin Herman's pick set up Scott City very nicely at the Ulysses 24-yard line with 7:19 to go second quarter. The Beavers would take advantage of short field. They would convert a third down on that drive. That would turn in 2 points.
5:15 to go, second quarter, 7-0 Scott City. They're 2 of 6 on third downs, facing a third and six from the Tiger 10. Parker Goodman motion, handoff. Cale Goodman has some room inside the 5, into the end zone, touchdown. Right up the right side, 10 yards out, and it's 13-0 Beavers, 5:02 to go, second quarter.
It'd be a nice drive for the Beavers. It took over 2 minutes, 6 plays, 24 yards, and Cale Goodman's 10-yard run with 5:02 to go, first half, 14-0 after Alexis Reyes PAT. Scott City defense would force a turnover and downs, but not before a big play for Ulysses on a long pass play right down the middle of the field.
They're 1 of 5 on third downs. 3:50 to go, second quarter, down 14-0 to Scott City. Moore in shotgun, same formation, now rolling to his left on third down. Fire it right down the middle of the field, and too high, and making the catch. Reeling it in that time was Yair Alvarado inside the 40 to the 31-yard line. That was a superb play right down the middle of the field. An incredible catch and a big first down.
Scott City, 4 plays later, would force a turnover on downs. They would take over at their own 28-yard line with 2:47 to go in the second quarter with a 14-0 lead. And so the Beavers are going to try their 2-minute drill. They'd get pretty nice yardage to the 33-yard line. And that's when the game kind of turned in Ulysses' favor, really, for about the final 2 minutes of the half, and here's how it began.
So on third down, same formation with 2:14 to go first half. Aceb up, they'll look left side, slant pattern. Oh, intercepted. Here's Coy Kenny. He's on his way into the end zone for a touchdown, jumping the slant pattern, and Ulysses back in the game with 2:04 to go second quarter. 14-6, the Beavers lead.
So Scott City committed their third turnover of the second quarter, and it turned into some points for the Tigers as it was ended up being a 36-yard interception return for a touchdown for Coy Kenny. Extra point kicked in by Maurice Ochoa. 14-7, Ulysses was back in the game with a little over 2 minutes to go first half at 2-4. Scott City would have a quick three and out. They would lose 13 yards, a couple of running plays lost, and a big sack to cap off that drive at three and out. They'd punt it late in the first half, but Scott City defense would step up yet once again late in the second quarter in Tiger territory.
Defense has played good here in this first half. They've given up a couple of big plays, but stood on a big fourth and long last series.
How about we intercept the ball and run it back for a touchdown?
That'd work. That would even up things there.
Yes, it would.
And now confusion for the Tigers. They do have...
Man, that's not good for them.
Tend to snap it. They'll send Nick Holmes in motion. There was supposed to be a play. They'll pass it right side, and Lewis has a pick. Stepped in front of the slanted intended receiver, Nick Holmes, at the 46-yard line. All of a sudden, Scott City can go back to their two-minute drill with 24 seconds.
Scott City would get the ball at the Ulysses 46-yard line and would end the half there. They would actually have two incomplete passes and then fumble the football on a third down, but would recover it at the 49-yard line. Scott City would take a 14-7 lead in the locker room. But all the momentum is on Ulysses' side, really in that final 2 minutes of the second quarter, despite the interception by Scott City late in the first half. We'll pick up the third quarter in our next segment here on Sounds of the Game on WesternKansasNews.com.